Welcome to the Classy Ring Attire Podcast. I'm Joel.
I'm Chris.
And it's time to get classy.
Let's do it.
All right, we are on the eve of Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Excited?
I'm excited for it. Like, you know, just the pay-per-view in itself kind of, like, lends itself to a certain amount of excitement on its own.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, there's not really a whole lot of interesting stuff happening leading up to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still Money in the Bank. We've got two ladder matches.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to complain when you got two ladder matches about to happen.
Yeah.
Unless you're someone who doesn't like ladder matches because of how slow that it takes them to climb up the ladders, but we'll get into that probably next week, maybe or the week after. But, yeah, like, I don't know, it feels like it's one of those things, it's like it kicks off something exciting because someone's going to have a briefcase and someone's going to cash it in sometime, preferably soon.
Yes.
And, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, so after tonight, it could happen at any second, so be on the lookout.
Yeah.
So it kind of gives you a reason to tune in afterwards.
Exactly.
Like, not to the extent of where, like, Royal Rumble kicks off, like, WrestleMania season. Not to that, like, extent, but it's kind of that same vibe.
Well, okay, so when do you think is the best time to cash in? Like not for, like, a personal wrestler at his, like, you know, championship, but, like, when is the best time to script in? What point in the year is the best time to script in the cashing in?
Preferably if you're going to use the Money in the Bank holder at WrestleMania. Like, so basically what Daniel Bryan did, I felt like would be, like, textbook good, like, structure, almost.
To say I'm...
Well, I mean, you know, he cashed in at, what, TLC, and so he held the championship until WrestleMania, and so he had, like, a... And, you know, he had a couple pay-per-views between that time to kind of, like, prove himself as, you know, a champion.
Right.
You know. Yeah, he kind of weaseled his way out of a cage match.
Yes.
And then...
But we knew that was going to
happen. Yeah. But he still, you know, he still won Elimination Chamber match.
He did.
Granted, it came down to him and Santino, but there was a lot of stuff that happened between then and there.
Yeah. Wow, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I think Kali was in that match, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a mess.
Big Show broke through the chain at the top to get at Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a bad pay-per-view.
Mm.
It started with the WWE Championship.
With a WWE championship?
Yeah, it was back when CM Punk was champion. And it was like it set up him and Jericho. Because Jericho, like, he had got...
Golly, oh. Yeah, it's all coming back to me now.
Yeah. It's all floating back to you.
That was the opening match.
Yeah, was the opening match. Because I remember that because it was my birthday weekend and I took off work. And we all had Brenner.
Yeah.
Because my lovely girlfriend at the time made us all Brenner and it was delicious. And then we got to watch pay-per-view. And the pay-per-view sucked.
Cause...
Like, I remember, like, halfway through that Elimination Chamber, like, I was getting sleepy. Mm. And it wasn't just because my stomach was full of pancakes.
That was... So, Cena and Kane was the main event for that.
Yeah.
In the ambulance match.
Uh-huh. It's all coming back to you now.
Why weren't even just, like, the chamber matches flipped?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm bummed. Let's get off that. Okay. All right. Here we go. Money in the Bank. I can do this. I just gotta suck myself back into it.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that. Like I feel like that kind of template is a good thing to.
Yeah.
That, you know, if that person with the briefcase is in your WrestleMania plan.
Well,
if not, it seems like they'll just hold it until they figure out,
like,
what they want to do.
It usually, especially with the two briefcases the past couple of years, it seems like they had a plan for one of the briefcases, and then the other one was like, this guy probably has some talent. We'll give him a title shot on down the line.
Right.
And then it has either worked out like it did for Daniel Bryan, or it has not like it did for Damian Sandow.
Right.
You know? So, I'm kind of hoping that with this one, they're just back to one title, or one briefcase for the year. That means that they'll give it to someone who they do have plans for.
Yeah.
Because there's this, like, special magical window after Money in the Bank, where it's this, like, it's gonna happen. Here,
yeah.
Is it gonna happen? Oh, my God. Here it comes. every time that person comes out. And that kind of, like, tapers down, like, you know, yeah. November, December.
I will say this, they seem to be, they seem to do this more recently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of them always doing the fake out cash-ins.
Yeah.
Like, Ziggler came out a billion times about to cash in, or something went wrong and he didn't. Like, I'm tired of that. Like, if they really want to make it, like, they really want to, like, build up the surprise, kind of almost play it down, almost.
Like, yeah.
Like, oh, he's got a briefcase, he's missing Money in the Bank, but don't have him try to cash it in a whole bunch until he actually does it, then people kind of...
Do it like Randy Orton did it.
Well, okay, Randy Orton's wasn't a surprise either, because the go-home show before SummerSlam was Randy Orton standing, I believe, at the very, like, top of the stage, holding his Money in the Bank
yeah.
briefcase, while, you know, the John Cena and Daniel Bryan were in the ring, or something along those lines. So that wasn't exactly a surprise
either. Do it like Edge did it? Do I have to go all the way back to the first one?
Yeah,
I mean, okay.
I do like how Punk originally did his first one. Actually, both of them. Both of them were a pretty good surprise. First one, Edge was threatening to take the World Heavyweight Championship to SmackDown, which would leave Raw without a championship completely at the time. Mm-hmm. And so, Batista came out. I believe Batista came out just completely annihilated Edge for a while. Then as he was walking out, Punk came walking in, and he took it. And then the second time was, you know, face CM Punk cashing in on a newly crowned champion, Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
That kind of took everyone by surprise.
Yeah.
So I like how they did that one. Swagger, when he had it, it was kind of the same. Like, he had tried on... This was quick. Like, he tried on Monday night, didn't work.
And he tried on
that next SmackDown.
Yeah, and SmackDown.
Yeah.
So, because that was the shortest holding at the time. It was 8 days.
Yeah.
Between WrestleMania and the next...
Yeah, SmackDown. Until...
Until Kane.
Until Kane, he
cashed it in on the same night.
He's the only one who cashed it in on the same night.
Yeah. So, it's...
I don't like it, and I don't like the I believe it's the two times where, like, the briefcase holder said specifically when he was going to cash it in.
Yeah.
Like, one was RVD.
RVD said he was going to cash it in.
That one was fine.
Yeah.
The other one was John Cena at Raw 1000. Right. That just... Because then it's like, yeah, you wasted it.
That feels like a waste.
Yeah, it felt like it was a waste. Like, honestly, at this point, WWE can just say, hey, John Cena's got a championship match at this special episode of Raw. And we're like, okay, fine. Yeah, John Cena probably is going to have a title match. He always seems to always have one.
Yeah.
So, you don't need a special thing to happen just to set that up.
Yeah. No, you're right.
We wouldn't have to have seen his dumb face when he ever won that Money in the Bank.
Even John Cena is surprised.
I broke off the handle, guys. God, that was...
But, okay, so you do think that they should surprise cash it in?
I surprise cash it in, ease up on the fake cash-ins.
Yeah, I mean, that's something
they've done it they've done it a lot more recently than they used to.
Yeah. That's something that, like, I feel like they kind of, like, jumped the gun on there with Edge being the very first cash-in, and cashing it in with the Ultimate Opportunist thing.
Right.
Where he cashed in right after a super grueling match kind of thing. Because that was, like, unexpected, like, oh, you can do that?
Right.
Like, anytime means really anytime. But they did that on the very first one, so, like, everyone beyond that's like, okay, that's how they're gonna do that.
Right, yeah.
So, but that all said and done, now that we're here, I do like the surprise cash-ins.
Yeah.
I also like it happening fairly quickly, because, A, that's still in this, like, oh, it's gonna happen, which kind of tapers down again, and then we'll maybe kick back up around WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But, it you know, that's... And it also indicates that, oh, they have a plan for this guy.
Yeah.
You know, if the cash-in happens soon enough.
Right. Because it's one thing, like, you know, if it happens right away, they're like, okay, they clearly had a plan for this guy winning. And if it takes it longer, like, okay, they just waited and waited and waited.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all know WWE does not really have a long game.
No. Never.
Never. Except for Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler. That was the longest game I've ever seen.
That was a short game that took
forever. In the recent era, that was like the longest game I've ever seen
yeah.
from them.
depending on how long they thought this, they originally pitched this Rock and Cena thing.
Yeah, fine, if you want to go that route.
Like, depending on what the original pitch was, if somebody came up like, I have a 3-year WrestleMania storyline, let's go.
Fair enough. Was there anything on Raw we needed to touch on before we got to
the Vicky?
Obviously Vicky, yeah.
Vicky is gone. They turned her face special for the release.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm fine with.
Yeah.
It's I mean, it's something where I feel like, you know, I want to... Vicky did a great job being a heel for years. I want to be able to applaud her as she leaves and tell her that she did a good job at her job for 9 years.
Right.
And so, you know, and yep, I guess booing is another way to do that if you're a heel.
Right.
But, I mean...
In the truest sense, yeah. It was a good send-off. I really enjoyed it. It felt nice to finally, you know, kind of cheer Vicky.
Yeah.
A little bit, you know. And like you said, you know, finally, like, show some appreciation for being the biggest heat magnet in the company for basically 9 years, like, the entire time she's been here.
Yeah.
The amount of boos happening during her, that segment between her, Ziggler, and Cena, that one Monday Night Raw, I don't remember... It was a few years ago, but when that happened, just, you, like, they drowned out someone on a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
That's not very easy to do.
I mean, just looking at, like, how, I don't know, magnetically face, like, Dolph Ziggler is.
Yeah.
To just, like, but to stick him next to Vicky,
mm-hmm.
And that's what got those boos
out. Yeah. Like, she, like, it was, almost Heenan-esque. Like, when you put a guy with Bobby Heenan, like, in the Heenan family, you mm-hmm. knew exactly how, like, the kind of reaction they were going to get just by making that move. It was almost to that extent. You know, if anyone that they needed to be a heel, a very hated heel, put them with Vicky, have him be, like, her new boy toy type thing, and then she will get the boos. Mm-hmm. Except for that one random dude that she tried to come back with after she got fired this one time, and he lasted all of, like, 2 weeks.
And Dolph Ziggler's new haircut. That didn't last very long either.
Dolph Ziggler's brief stint as Evan Bourne's older brother.
Yes, that was weird.
Really was.
I do want to point out that Layla was in the posse that was trying to attack Vicky,
mm-hmm.
and didn't she manage Lay Cool for a long time?
They didn't manage, but they did have, like, a... association, I guess.
Yeah.
They teamed together at WrestleMania one time. So. Vicky was in a WrestleMania match.
Yeah, Vicky's been in a WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
So Vicky's been in a couple, hasn't she?
I don't know about a couple. I know definitely one. I don't know.
Like, I know she was in that tag team, and I think there was also a Battle Royale that she was in.
Battle Royale?
Yeah, Battle Royale.
Battle Royal.
Yeah, Battle Royal.
You're talking about the big, like...
The one that Santina won.
Santina?
Yes.
I don't remember if she was in that one or not.
I think she was. I don't remember. I won't promise that.
I'm not going to go back and watch that.
Okay.
Just for that answer. It's like, let me get that Divas Battle Royal.
Let's figure this out right here. Get to the bottom of this mystery.
So I can hear that horrible Kid Rock song that was the theme of it.
Mm.
I remember that much.
WrestleMania.
Because it was... All right. I think horrible.
Do we want to get into the card?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay.
Start off with the least interesting one. We'll start with the Divas Championship match. Paige going up against Naomi. I'm okay with this as long as they keep Cameron far away from any sort of amplification type device. Any microphone, one of those funnel things that you yell
cup
through.
Cup pans.
Tie her hands behind her back if she has to be at ringside. Holy crap. That's the worst I've ever seen anyone on commentary.
Yeah.
Adam Lee included. Mike Adam Lee included.
Wow. That is a bold statement to plant your flag in.
And I will plant and die by that flag.
Okay. All right. I actually watched that match on mute.
She made Taz look like a credible journalist.
I assume that Paige is going to win because I think Naomi and Cameron are teasing a breakup.
Yeah, I'm assuming Cameron's going to cost Naomi the match.
Yeah. So, will this possibly lead to two Diva storylines happening at the same time?
That's preposterous. How dare you suggest such things?
I mean, maybe I'm crazy.
Never since the days of Total Divas Season 2 and AJ happening at the same time. Oh, right, that happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sure, fine. We'll get two Divas. Okay. Let's put it this way. We probably won't hear much from Paige after this.
Yeah.
It'll probably just be Naomi and
Naomi Cameron. And Cameron will be the storyline.
And then whoever comes out on top on that, which probably will probably be Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
She'll probably have another match against Paige or something, and then yeah. She'll win.
Okay, but I'm seeing, like, Naomi and Cameron have the thing, and then, like, Alicia Fox gets another title shot at Battleground. Just to have that championship on the line again.
Right, maybe.
So.
Or they might do something crazy and have Naomi win it.
Maybe. I'm not predicting it. And
add some fuel to it. I'm not predicting it at all. Because we do not need to see Cameron in any other matches, especially for championships.
Yeah. So, I predict Paige to win.
Yeah, I do as well. I like both of them, and Naomi is like she is very talented in the ring. Mm-hmm. So I'll give it 3.5 stars. Okay. I would give it more if I didn't already know that Cameron was looming.
Okay, fair enough.
Because
she blots out an extra star.
At least I might be tempted to back it down to 3 maths because.
I won't stop you. This is apparently something that you feel very strongly about, and now I'm scared to disagree.
Remember back when we first watched wrestling at the Blue House?
Mm-hmm.
And anytime a Divas match was on, we would mute it.
Yes.
Because they were that annoying.
Muted it because of Jerry.
Well, Jerry, yeah. And we stopped doing that for a while.
Yeah.
Because we needed some stuff to hurl at Twitter.
Okay, yeah.
And so it's been like a 3-ish, 4 years mm-hmm. since then. And this is the first, this segment, that Cameron on commentary segment, made me put it on mute for the first time since then.
Wow.
Just because like I was yelling, or I was just angry about it. On Twitter, I was like, how do I unsubscribe from this horrible commentary? Oh, right, mute button. Answer my own question.
Well, maybe she's got better as the match went on. Now you'll never know.
No, according to Twitter, Reddit, and pretty much anyone with ears, they pretty much have said she kept repeating herself, and she was like, actually, like, she was full on belching it.
Did she actually?
Actually.
Again, I watched this match on mute.
Wise decision.
So.
If you had watched this with all the sound, you would be just as angry as I would. Promise you.
I believe you.
I would rather have... Like I said this on our Twitter. I was like, I would rather that we get the return of the Little People commentary booth. Because you remember how terrible that was. How they were the worst.
I remember you not liking that.
No. Cameron is worse than Little People commentators.
All right. You okay? Need to take a breath?
I'm trying to figure out if my brain is about to shut down or not.
You want to move on to another match?
Might as well.
You want to pick another match, Chris?
Okay.
I'll let you pick whichever one you want.
Okay, would you let me?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Just pick whichever match.
Next one is the Tag Team Championship match. Between Usos and the Wyatt family, Harper and Rowan. Seems about right.
The quality of this match will be directly proportional to how much time they get to have this match.
Very true. And they might get quite a bit of time, because right now
there's 4 matches on the card right now.
Right, and your kickoff show right now is someone talking.
Yes. So, yeah, fine. I'm predicting the Usos again.
Yeah. I don't know. If anyone were to take it off the Usos, it probably would be the Wyatts.
It would be the Wyatts. Do you want to predict the Wyatts?
No, because I'm probably going to take some chances on my Money in the Bank picks.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, is like, I got two that I'm going to gamble on.
Because, I mean,
in the near future.
Out of all the Wyatts, the first one that's going to have a championship, it really should be Bray.
Yeah.
I really, really think so. So yeah. I feel like they might want to hold off on putting the tag team championships around the other Wyatt family's fight.
Okay, maybe.
Wastes.
I mean,
that's where you wear belts right on your face.
That's not that's not an unprecedented thing to have the leader of a faction be the last to get the championship, specifically because of the tag team championship.
Right.
So, but if you feel strongly about Bray, I understand.
Yeah, I don't know. That feels like the better way to go.
Yeah. No, I'm predicting Usos.
Yeah, because I love Harper, not so much Rowan.
Yeah.
But the focus still is Bray.
Yeah. I concur.
So yeah, Usos, I'll give it, I think they'll get plenty of time. I'll give them 4 maths.
Okay, 4. Yeah. Go for it.
And yeah, I say Usos as well. We will go to the actual Money in the Bank ladder match. It's tentatively right now Bad News Barrett, Dean Ambrose, Dolph Ziggler, Jack Swagger, Kofi Kingston, Rob Van Dam, and Seth Rollins. I say tentatively with Bad News Barrett because we're recording this on Wednesday.
Spoilers if you haven't watched SmackDown yet.
Even though SmackDown hasn't aired yet.
Yeah, but it happened.
It happened at SmackDown. The SmackDown
although they probably edit this out of SmackDown.
Well, they've already reported on it, so they might leave it in. I don't know.
Yeah.
Jack Swagger claimed another victim. Bad News Barrett might not make it to Money in the Bank because he separated his shoulder.
Yep. So, do you think they'll replace him, or do you think they'll just be... I mean, they're at 7 right now with Barrett, right. So that'd just be 6.
I don't know. I would think that they would put someone in this place. Obviously, someone that's not going to win. I'd like to see another high flyer.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a Tyson Kidd.
Tyson Kidd would be a good
thing. Although you would probably want someone who's been on your main shows a lot lately. Maybe Bo Dallas. I don't know.
Well,
like I don't know who else you would put there.
This is the only other time, other than like Royal Rumble, where like you can do like a surprise return for one night glory kind of thing, which they kind of did with Rob Van Dam last year. Because, he returned for Money in the Bank. Here he comes. First time you're seeing him. So, I don't know, like...
Miz. Yeah, because apparently he's made some house show appearances.
Yeah, so Miz is kind of back. Any other person that...
Adam Rose, maybe.
Yeah.
One of the guys that are, new to the show. I'm trying to think of who else, like...
I mean, they're awfully new to get to...
Yeah, I mean...
Have a thing.
I know that there's probably a chance that we're going to get Rusev versus Big E.
Mm-hmm.
If that wasn't hanging in the balance, I would say at least one of those guys...
gets in this match?
Yeah, maybe Big E.
Yeah.
Probably. And have Rusev just squash somebody else.
Okay, well, who do you think's going to get the title? Or get the briefcase? Get
the briefcase?
Yeah.
Official
prediction, go.
I don't know. Bad News was actually Kuro's one.
Okay.
He was aiming at, but now it's kind of up in the balance.
So if it was going to be Bad News, who do you think it goes to next? Because it's very possible that, like, Bad News was one of my serious considerations.
Right, yeah. So, if he's in the match, I will say Bad News Barrett's going to win. If he's in the match.
Okay.
If he's not, basically, I think it comes down to Rollins and Ambrose.
Okay. Got to pick, though. Who are you going to pick? Official prediction. Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins.
Rollins.
Seth Rollins, yeah. Official prediction?
Official prediction, lock it in.
Okay. All right. That is only if Bad News Barrett's not
in.
Bad News Barrett's in, you're
going Bad News Barrett. If Bad News Barrett is there, I think they're going to do the whole, like, Dean and Seth are going to cost each other the match.
See, that's what I was going with, is that they were going to cost each other the match.
There. Right. Yeah. That's... Yeah.
I have to go Dolph Ziggler. I can't help it.
I know. I know. Especially, like, he's coming off such a good match, even though he lost, but...
Yeah. By the way, why can't we have that match, like, that quality of match on Raw. Not every week, even. Just, like,
well,
every other week or, like, once a month.
Yeah.
And, like, okay, just, it's, and maybe it's that I'm, like, you know, predisposed because I like Dolph Ziggler. And so...
And we're, you know, we're gaining interest in Bad News Barry.
And he did an elbow off the apron.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And that warms my heart.
I know it does. It's just... it was an Intercontinental Championship match.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd was hot because the crowd loved both of these guys.
Yeah.
You rarely get that kind of reaction for a mid-card championship match these days.
Exactly.
And really, all they did was they gave them enough time.
That's the thing. They gave them enough time. They gave it to people who could use the time. Those, like, the near falls.
Yeah.
Were there. It was a good match. It was two people trying very hard to put on a good match. And that's the thing, is, like, it feels like a lot of these Raw matches are, they're not trying to put on a good match. They're trying to put on a safe match, which I understand, and, like, can't super fault them for that, because this is their livelihood, and if anybody gets injured, they're out for 6 months of, you know.
So really, they should keep Swagger off the show. Swagger hurt himself on Raw. Then he hurt somebody else.
Yeah.
This is after giving Dolph Ziggler a concussion last year.
Yes, he did. Gah, I'm mad at Jack Swagger again.
Yeah, like, just when you thought that you were kind of over it,
yep.
He does it again. He strikes again.
So, but, yeah, no, I'm...
So, you gotta go Ziggler?
I gotta go Ziggler, and across the board Ziggler.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna use this little, if Bad News Bears in it, crutch. Okay,
fine, whatever.
No, I'll call him. I can't help it.
They got a lot of great talent in this match. Mm-hmm. There's no way this isn't gonna be five maths for me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But yeah, I do think Dean and Seth are going to cost it.
Yeah.
And I'm not giving it to Kofi because Kofi's there for the spot.
Swagger's there because he has a Money in the Bank history, and Rob Van Dam's there for nostalgia.
Yeah. I mean, Rob Van Dam will also have a spot.
Yeah. He'll have a spot. And, you know, but again, there's only so much a 43-year-old Rob Van Dam can do.
Yeah.
You know? So. I'm ready for Adrian Neville to come up to the main roster. So that we have more, like, more than just Kofi.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, like, you know, your aerial ladder / battle royal specialist
type. Yeah.
You know, and yeah, technically we got Tyson Kidd, but not much.
But they're not using Tyson Kidd.
Exactly. So, and you got rid of Evan Bourne.
And apparently they're not going to.
I guess not, yeah.
But yeah, Evan Bourne's gone. John Morrison's gone.
Yeah.
And those were the
those are the guys.
Spots, yeah.
So yeah.
Jeff Hardy's gone.
Very true. Like,
he would have done those spots.
Yeah, he would have. But he just had to get high. Now we go to the ladder match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. It's Alberto Del Rio, Bray Wyatt, Cesaro, John Cena, Kane, Randy Orton, Roman Reigns, and Sheamus.
Okay.
It's your all-star match.
Yeah, it is.
Which
is fine, because it's for the championship, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, that I was a little yeah when they did that for the title, for the briefcase.
Yeah.
But if it's actually for the championship, okay, whatever.
Right. Is there any way John Cena doesn't win this?
I don't know. Like,
the only other thing is if they believe that Daniel Bryan is going to come back sooner, before SummerSlam.
And they want Daniel Bryan to
go
compete at SummerSlam.
And they, yeah, so it would be him and Kane.
Him and Kane.
So they could finally end that freaking feud that they were supposed to be done with, like, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
But some people are saying that now that, you know, they've went ahead and took the belt off of him, they might be, you know, bringing Dana Bryan along a little more slowly, give him more time to heal.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying he might not be back till around Battleground.
Battleground's before SummerSlam.
It is?
Battleground's in July. And SummerSlam's in August.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
So.
Well, whatever. Still.
I mean, okay.
It will depend on how soon Daniel Bryan can come back.
Now that he has been officially stripped, and they don't, there's not that, like, we need to get him back on the, you know, roster so we can have championship matches. I would be fine with, like, taking your time, making sure he's healed, making sure that he's not going to be, you know, right out there and right back off again because of another injury.
Yeah.
You know, I cannot imagine that we are at the risk of Daniel Bryan losing the, you know, the momentum that he had.
Right.
Like, there could be a little bit of that worry, but just, like...
And really, like, the moment he comes back, he'll get that initial pop, and he'll be able to ride that in until he regains momentum.
Yeah. And there's no reason not to give him a championship match pretty much right off the bat.
Right.
What do you think the odds are of Roman Reigns getting an actual shot? Like, what are your Vegas odds on Roman Reigns winning this? Because a while back, we talked about who was going to be the next first-time WWE championship.
Mm-hmm.
And...
It was a three-way tie for me between Cesaro, Wyatt, and Reigns.
Yeah. Who are all in this match.
Who are all in this match, just so happens.
Yeah.
I think... here's basically how I see it. John Cena has the biggest chance of winning.
Mm-hmm.
Right after that would probably be Kane, given his feud with Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
Underneath that, I think it might be a tie between Cesaro and Reigns. Like, I think they would probably win before Wyatt would.
Okay.
Because Wyatt sees a character that doesn't really care about the championship. Right. Like, that's not really been a big concern. Right. Maybe keep the title away from Randy for a bit.
Yeah.
Sheamus is there because it's Sheamus, and Del Rio's there because why not? They're already wasting a bunch of money on him being in the roster as it is.
They are technically main eventers.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it feels like.
Right. So, I don't know. I would say Reigns' chances were higher than most, but not quite there yet because I don't think they want to... I don't know. A lot of people are freaking out over all the budget cuts and...
Mm-hmm.
Them how they're doing financially, and you know, and they're claiming that WWE probably wouldn't want to back a new champion, you know, a first time champion right away.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they go back to their safe zone.
Tried and true, yeah.
Yeah, with Cena.
And that's the thing, is like, so that's what I was balancing between was Reigns and Cena, just because Reigns has kind of left the Shield destruction and gone off his own way.
Right, yeah,
You know, he's of no concern to Seth Rollins. I mean, it's just Seth and Dean having their own feud while Reigns has turned to the championship.
Right.
And so if he doesn't win the championship here now, what do you do with him?
Because
there's no way, you know, Reigns seems to be WWE's favorite of the ones to come out. So they don't want him to be the one lost in the shuffle.
Right. I mean, I'm pretty sure they'll be able to come up with something for
him. I mean, it's not hard to have, you know, him lose because of Bray Wyatt. So it's Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt, right. Roman Reigns versus Del Rio, or fill-in heel wrestler here. I just don't want it to be Cena again.
I know, and none of us really want that.
I'm not even against Cena the champion, just like... I feel like he should only be champion so many more times,
yeah.
And so I would like those times to be reasons.
Yeah, and actually, like, not because they need to put the belt on somebody who's there. They're Cena put the belt on,
and they already have his belt size. So
right, clearly,
which is what it feels like.
Yeah.
I have to officially predict John Cena.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're doing the same thing.
Yeah. But I feel like we should allow ourselves for a backup.
My backup is Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I mean, no points on the scale.
No. They don't count for anything, but yeah. I can't disagree with you, you know.
Yeah.
If this was right after WrestleMania, I would say there was no way in the world Cesaro would lose.
Yeah.
But that's kind of cooled off.
It has.
You know, things with him and Heyman haven't been great.
That's not clicked super well.
No, but, you know, might as well try it.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I don't know if they were intentionally going for a face wrestler, heel manager, see what that would what that would do.
Yeah.
Or if they were going to try and keep Cesaro. I don't know what they were trying for.
Mm-hmm. I would really like to see Cesaro versus Brock.
I mean, that's my hope, is like... That they're, you know, petering this until SummerSlam versus
Roman. Yeah, I mean, I know they don't want to completely replay the CM Punk storyline from last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone's pretty much guaranteeing that the main event for SummerSlam is going to be Cena and Brock.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine, because, you know, they put on a really good match back in Extreme Rules 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm not against it, but I don't know. I want to see Brock smash other things.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, it makes sense that, you know, Brock probably should have a chance at the championship at some point.
Yeah.
Seeing as how, you know, he did kind of beat the streak.
Yeah.
A little bit.
He a little bit beat the streak.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
yeah. If it's going to be Cena and Brock for the championship at SummerSlam, then of course Cena's got to win.
Well, yeah.
That just adds more fuel to that fire.
Battleground really is in July?
I think so.
Is that why we're getting 2 pay-per-views in June?
Yeah, that's why.
Because Battleground was in the fall last year.
It was. It's a thing where they keep pushing, like, they have a pay-per-view every, like, 3 to 4 weeks instead of every 4 weeks.
Yeah, in the fall, yeah.
And so, you know, eventually, and they have to keep their 4 big ones, you know, pegged in the months that they're pegged in, so.
Yeah, no,
you stick in Battleground
why,
and No Way Out.
That's
the
why I just automatically assume SummerSlam was right after Money in the Bank, because that's the way it's been for the past five years.
That is the way it's been for the past 5 years.
So, that wasn't that big of a screw-up for me.
No. Okay. So.
Fine.
But therein lies that.
Fair enough. Trying to think if there was anything else that we needed to...
I mean, it's a go-home show, so there's not a whole lot to really delve into a go-home show.
Although, you know, clearly the highlight, as far as, like, in-ring action, was definitely Dolphin Bad News Barrett.
It was. I think that's going to be a Match of the Year contender for me.
So far, yeah.
I mean, so far, absolutely. There's usually one, you know, Raw match that, you know, it gets into those finals. Actually, my last year Match of the Year was the Punk and Cena on Raw.
Before WrestleMania, yeah.
Mm-hmm. God, that was such a good match.
It was a great match.
So.
Right now, my contenders, that one's definitely in there. Probably the front runner. Daniel Bryan and Triple H, first match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Was really good. That was going to probably be in my top 5 unless there's like 4 or 5 other matches that are way better than that.
Yeah.
Both
of Daniel Bryan's matches at WrestleMania are Match of the Year contenders.
Yeah.
I just need to watch all of WrestleMania again and just like soak it in.
Yeah. I might put Sami Zayn and what's his name? The match that he just had at a TakeOver.
Oh, jeez, who did he fight?
Tyler Breeze.
Thank you.
I really did like that match.
Yeah?
Tyler Breeze reminds me of, first of all, like I've said before, like, he... If someone came up to me and told me that he was somehow related to Dolph Ziggler, I would absolutely believe them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would bet money on it.
Yes.
And then you got almost, like, the old Shawn Michaels-type character.
Mm-hmm.
He's really into himself, but instead of a, you know... Checking himself out in the mirror. He's got a front-facing camera.
Yeah.
Announcing that he's entered the building. Like, that's classic Shawn Michaels. And he's singing his own theme song now. Come on. There's no secret on who he's trying to emulate here.
Yeah.
And he's, like, I really enjoyed his ring work against Sami Zayn.
No, it was... The ending felt weird.
That match
I enjoyed so much because I hadn't seen him before.
Yeah.
And so I did not expect much out of him.
Yeah.
And, like, I am predispositioned to be wary of goofy characters.
Yeah.
Because I think the concept has killed more careers than it's helped.
Fandango.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, seeing that, I was sitting there, I was a little bit like, oh, they're doing this again.
Right, yeah.
That's cool, you guys. But then it was staggeringly impressive.
Yeah. Like, right now... I think it's gonna only help Tyler Breeze at this point. The one gimmick that I think is going to just kill this character is Aiden English. I don't know if you've seen him. He's the opera singing wrestler.
I've not seen that.
And
no.
He's not that good of an opera singer.
No, I've not seen that.
It is horrible, and I have not been impressed by him in the ring either.
I'm just
that, and I cannot stand Oh, what was it? Oh, God, what was his name? The Hype Dude. I don't get hyped, I stay hyped. That guy.
Oh, yeah. So
can't stand that dude.
I mean, do you think this is... So we know that Triple H is you know, handcraft nurturing NXT. Right. Do you think he loved the you know, the Sergeant Slaughter, Honky Tonk Man, Isaac Yankum characters...
Probably.
...as a kid and was like, you know, that concept that, you know, all the wrestlers have day jobs and they just wrestle on the side.
Maybe, yeah.
Kind of thing. And so he's you know, you're a dancer and you're a singer and you're a...
I don't know. I think he's just, you know... I don't know. I think he's throwing everything at the wall at this point.
Yeah.
That feels more like what that is.
Did he like being terrorizing?
Maybe he did.
Did he like the French Hunter Hurst Helmsley?
Maybe he did.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, okay. But it's, I don't know, maybe it's just like a not for me kind of thing. Maybe it's a...
Sure, yeah.
But, because it's not like The Rock wasn't a character, and it's not like Stone Cold wasn't a character.
Yeah.
But, they were, first of all, they were characters I could see wrestling.
Right.
And like, you know, like Big Boss Man, okay, I can get like a police officer needing to like... take out his aggression and stuff. Taxman?
No.
Not so much.
Yeah.
But
an opera singer who literally, like, they mentioned it during every one of his matches, but he's hoping his WWE could springboard into a career in Broadway.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, so clearly you're not here to wrestle.
Yeah.
You're not here because... you feel like you're gifted in any way, like character-wise.
Yeah. In
kayfabe. Yeah. No.
But okay, but even like, even from the, like, Hogan wasn't a crazy character. Hogan didn't, you know, drive a taxi on the side.
No.
Million Dollar Man. I mean, Million Dollar Man was a character. I guess he didn't have to have a job because he was rich.
A billionaire.
But like. I don't know, that still seems like a more believable character than the Mountie.
Well, yeah, Mountie didn't really have a successful career, though.
No. That's my point.
I know.
So, I don't know. I would be very interested to hear somebody, like, really explain...
The benefits of having, like, a wacky...
A to that point, wackiness.
Right.
And I get there's some benefits. I get that you get, you know, 15, 20, 25 people
mm-hmm.
all in the, you know, in there. Especially if WWE has this, like, you know, this is what a wrestler looks like, look. And they don't let that go off unless you're Big Show.
Right.
You know, that's, and especially if you do give them, you know... their real names, or basically just, you know, this, like, John Cena, Evan Bourne, Randy Orton, like, this, you know, first name, last name kind of thing.
Right.
I can see how somebody first getting into it gets all that really blended together. So I do see all that. But there is a Rock and Stone Cold level, and then there is a Shockmaster level. And where is that line? And
right.
You know, how far do you push it before you've gone too far? And like,
honestly, it changes from wrestler to wrestler because honestly, I never would have thought to go as far as Stardust.
Yeah,
but honestly, I love Stardust.
Yeah,
he can't sing to save his life, but I love the character. I love how he's embracing it, like
mm-hmm.
as much as his brother embraced Goldust.
Yeah, I mean, do you think you would have liked Stardust without Goldust as a history?
I would have loved it. I would have loved it more. I would have loved it more if they just did that on their own. You know, while Goldust was no longer in the company, it would still be a good nod to it.
I meant like if Goldust didn't exist. Like just one day and they were like, Cody Rhodes is now Stardust and he looks like this.
Well, yeah, because I would feel about him like I would feel about Goldust.
Yeah, but you didn't like Goldust at one point.
When did Goldust debut? Like, what, 94, 95?
Sure.
I was like 7.
But I mean, you've been hot and cold on Goldust. Especially like,
I wasn't a huge fan of
2008, 2009. Like Goldust was just basically jobbing. on ECW and Superstars.
Actually, I like Goldust. Like, I liked older Goldust. For some reason, like the younger, like, Attitude Era type Goldust, I wasn't a huge fan of. Now, when he did his stuff with Booker, it was amazing.
Okay.
And then from, I think maybe from then on, is when I really dug me some Goldust, because he entertained the crap out of me, especially when he had Tourette's.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Do you want to do what's making you happy?
Sure, I'll let you go first, because I haven't thought of anything.
All right. There is a subreddit.
Oh, God.
And I don't even remember what the name is.
Thomas the Tank Engine?
It's not Thomas the Tank Engine, but it's just as good. It is, because this is what's wrestling related making me happy.
Okay.
I'll look it up. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. But it is YouTube videos of any random thing. It's like adorable cat falls off a chair. You know, it's guy tries to do a stunt on his bike and crashes. You know, it's like very stereotypical YouTube things,
right,
that you see on YouTube. Except it's dubbed with JR commentary.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've seen a lot of a lot of basketball like highlights highlighted by Jerry. Most of them like, by God, that man had a family. Like, usually when somebody gets dunked on or something like that, yeah.
A lot of man had a family, a lot of broken in half. It's a lot of using the Hell in a Cell match.
Right, yeah.
But it's, and a couple of them are that. A couple of them are just the Hell in a Cell commentary overlaid on something else.
Right.
But some guys, like, have put time and effort and, like, have combed through the just thousands of commentary hours that JR has put out there. And just, like, stitched it together in this beautiful Frankenstein creation to watch JR commentate on this guy skateboarding down the road. And it's amazing.
And you don't remember what the subreddit was called?
I don't, but I'll definitely put it in the show notes.
Okay.
So you can take a look there.
What's making me happy this week? I know Joel's not really going to care about this. The new Mastodon album came out this week, and it's been glorious. Mm. I love the crap out of it. I don't know. It's just they just keep getting great.
All right.
I don't know. See any good movies?
I saw How to Train Your Dragon 2.
How was that?
It was good.
Okay, I still need to see the first one.
God, you're the worst, Chris.
I know.
You're the worst.
I watched Neighbors the other day.
Okay, is that good?
Zac Efron is hilarious.
I know.
I know, I'm preaching to the choir, because both of us are very much Zac Efron enthusiasts.
I have been a Zac Efron fan since, like, 2006. Let's go.
I was fully on board with the Zac Efron train after me and Orson Welles.
Okay.
Because he was delightful in that movie.
He was.
At that point, I understood. I was never against Zac Efron.
Okay.
But now I'm very, very pro. He's a good villain.
Yeah. No, he's gonna be like a Tom Cruise level movie star.
Yeah, I still kind of wish the rumors of him getting his Star Wars role was true.
I'm telling you, yeah. It would have been good. So.
Oh, I just thought of something that might make us sad.
What?
The whole Harrison Ford breaking his leg thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna screw up production that much though.
I don't know. That's okay. Sorry, we'll have to deviate real quick. here's the thing. So, this will be the first Star Wars movie that didn't come out in May.
Yeah, so there's that.
So, clearly something happened there where they were going to put it out in May, and it was not going to happen on time, because it's coming out in December.
It's because they trashed the original script.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. So, they were dropping the May date that has been successful for Star Wars forever.
Yeah.
Unprecedented. Into a December date where they never released a Star Wars movie in December.
Right.
Which, there's no reason why it shouldn't work, but, you know, movie theaters are not one for taking chances. To maintain a 2015 release.
Right.
Because they had said 2015.
And they wanted to stick to that.
Yes. And so, I think it has to be something very bad to push that into 2016.
Right. Yeah. And they have yet to say anything about that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's because they're already starting production on it now.
Yeah.
So you got all these schedules that have already lined up for this.
Exactly.
You know, and to push it back now for yeah, it's one of their main actors, but he's not going to wear shorts, so he can easily wear something over a cast.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, he might not be able to, might be sitting down for a lot of...
We might get to play, look how many times Han Solo's get shot waist up in right. in this movie.
Or, hey, Han Solo's going to take a seat for a while. I mean, really, all there's a lot of... because we don't know exactly how much involvement the original characters are going to have. You know, so there's a very real possibility that I can just, you know, kind of push his shoe days back a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they're at least that flexible.
So...
But I don't know. Quick, what are your thoughts on Rian Johnson taking over directing after J.J. Abrams?
I'm fine with that.
I love it. Honestly, he was my first pick before they announced J.J.
Really?
After I saw Looper, I wanted him to make all the movies.
Wow. I'd
love me some Rian Johnson.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't even on my radar to, like, direct Star Wars.
Really?
No, what?
And no, it's like, well, I watched Looper around the time that they were trying to figure out who would do it. And I saw that, I was like, no one else. Him, maybe Jon Favreau, but that's it. I really wanted Jon Favreau.
Yeah, I would have liked Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Because Cowboys and Aliens.
I liked Cowboys and Aliens.
Cowboys and Aliens was fun.
I don't know what
it was. I don't know. Because I was dating someone at the time that hated Cowboys and Aliens. So I had to hear it all the time, every time a commercial popped up. Because I was like, it's a Jon Favreau movie, and it's Cowboys and Aliens. I love this. And they're like, no, this is stupid.
I like it.
I don't care.
You know, I also like wrestling.
Wrestling! I don't really have a wrestling what's making... Oh, it's Money in the Bank.
Oh, well, here's the thing, though. Honestly, though, and I've kept it all the way to the very end of the podcast, so I'm very proud of myself. And I realized this watching Raw this week. Mm-hmm. It's going to take about a year for me to not be sad about Punk. Because every single one of these things, I'm like, and Punk's not going to do anything at Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
This will be the first time. It's going to happen again at SummerSlam. It's going to happen at Survivor Series. It's going to happen at TLC. Yep. It's going to happen at Hell in a Cell. Like I'm just going to be like, and Punk's not there, guys. Okay.
Because he held a championship for an entire year, so you're like, oh, this is the pay-per-view where he did that, and this is the pay-per-view where he did that. Maybe Battleground won't be so bad.
Battleground won't be so bad.
Yeah.
And next Royal Rumble is just going to, like, kill me.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to, like, every countdown, I'm just going to be like, holding my breath. So, but yeah, but, like, that was one of the things that was hitting me. I'm like, you know, when they were counting out, they had 7 people, and they usually have, like, 6 or 8 before Kane announced, and I was like, that's where Punk would go if he was here. Look at that slot for Punk. Okay. So, the grieving process continues.
Of course.
So.
Well, thanks for bringing us back down.
I held it all the way to the very, like, that's how I, like, wanted to open this podcast. But I don't want to do this thing like, this is the day we're still grumpy to the park.
It's easy to think that going into Money in the Bank, because that's, you know.
He's won twice, you guys.
He's won the Money in the Bank match twice. We have the classic 2011 Money in the Bank match. Mm-hmm. Then you had a freaking CM Punk Daniel Bryan match at Money in the Bank. And then, you know, easily had, like, the most surprising moment last year whenever Paul turned on him.
So
it's like he's easily Mr. Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Easily.
No, I would give that, I mean, maybe Edge, but I'd probably give that title to him.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, CM Punk kind of owned it a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, it's...
Edge gets in the match and...
Edge gets an unfair advantage of, you know, inaugural victory.
Right.
But, yeah, as Shawn Michaels is Mr. WrestleMania, I would give CM Punk Mr. Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
That's a good call. I back it thoroughly. Alright.
I agree.
Alright. Well, as always, you can follow us on Twitter, @CRAttire. We live tweet all Mondays and appropriate Sundays, including this Sunday. I believe we'll be late tweeting it, but
yeah.
Definitely follow us there and enjoy the reactions to Money in the Bank.
And if you have any questions, comments, anything you want us to bring up on the show, send those to our email. That's classyringattire@gmail.com.
Let us know if you like the crazy characters.
Yeah.
I would be very interested to hear... Even if it's just, like, a nostalgia-based reason of just, you know, that's how it was when I was a kid and everything was better when I was a kid thing, I totally get that.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So I'm curious about that. We are also on iTunes, so look us up on iTunes, subscribe there, you get the episodes directly downloaded. Any kind of rating or reviewing or say your thing. Say it. Say it.
5 stars.
That kind of thing just really helps out the podcast, you know, makes it easier for everybody in the world.
I wasn't paying attention.
I could tell. That's why you got poked.
And if you're listening to us on wrestling.insidepulse.com, leave us a comment on there. We'd love to hear from you.
Until next time, stay classy and huzzah.
Huzzah!